In Germany, early in 1943, things got serious with Operation Spark, the anti-Nazi conspiracy to assassinate Adolf Hitler. In March, two bomb attempts were made on Hitler's life. They failed, but in early April, a number of the conspirators were arrested by the Gestapo. One of these was a young Lutheran theologian named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. For 2 years, he was imprisoned, first at Tegel Military Prison in Berlin and ultimately at Buchenwald and Flossenbürg concentration camps. A committed pacifist entangled in a plot to kill a tyrant, he wrote, "The ultimate question for a responsible man to ask is not how he is to extricate himself heroically from the affair, but how the coming generation shall continue to live." Bonhoeffer was executed 3 weeks before the war ended, before the horrors of 1945 were fully laid bare. Yet there is a hint in his statement that, in the thick of the evil, he had grasped what was now at stake, nothing less than the moral self-destruction and perhaps the physical self-extinction of the human species, its continuing to live. He did not survive to articulate the meaning of what he'd come to, but in subsequent years, the fragments of thought he left flashed through Christian theology like crystal shards through a darkened conscience. That was especially so once Auschwitz was paired with Hiroshima, absolute evil absolutely armed, the death camp and the genocidal weapon all at once bracketing the human future. The mad nuclear competition that followed then made the problem of human survival literal. Initiating a project for belief that has yet to be accomplished, Bonhoeffer declared himself in a letter to his student and friend, Eberhard Bethge, "What keeps gnawing at me is the question, who is Christ actually for us today?" That line, written in a Nazi cell, is a shorthand proclamation of Bonhoeffer's penetration to the deepest question about the human condition, which raised for a serious Christian an equally grave question about Jesus Christ and the tradition that takes its name from him. I too have found something gnawing at me, if in far shallower ways than the martyred German. As it happens, I was born precisely as Operation Spark was launched. The son of committed Irish Catholics, I fully embraced that legacy and came of age with Jesus Christ at the center of my identity. But as I grew older, tectonic shifts in culture, religion, politics, and structures of thought cracked the foundation of Christ's meaning, even for me. Among the many factors that have contributed to that dislocation, none looms larger, I see now, than the still unreckoned with moral catastrophe faced by Bonhoeffer. He was a first witness to the apocalyptic fervor of the Third Reich, the millennial character of the crisis, and the fact that Christendom, a culture in place since Charlemagne, and nearly the sole context within which Jesus Christ had been understood, was mortally undermined by racist Nazi imperialism. And Bonhoeffer was one of the first to grasp how the ethical shattering of Christendom extended to the keystone of Christian faith, to Jesus himself. I begin this grappling with the new actuality of Jesus Christ by recalling Bonhoeffer not just because I associate with his hinted-at intuition that we need a radically reimagined Jesus, but because his undeveloped and rudimentary inquiry was sparked, Operation Spark indeed, by that brutal confrontation with what has shown itself to be the double-barreled moral problem of our age, the bottomless pit that opened in southern Poland and into which Bonhoeffer was already staring, was only one chamber of an abyss into which humanity had been plunged also by the devastation of a city in Japan. It was not the scale of bloodshed in these two manifestations that made Auschwitz and Hiroshima historic. Other genocides and mass bombings compare, from Stalin and Pol Pot on one side to Curtis LeMay and Bomber Harris on another. Rather, it was the character of Auschwitz and Hiroshima as related revelations about the past and future, the anti-Jewish heart of Western civilization, and the vulnerability of the human species to suicide. I grew up during the Cold War on bases of the United States Air Force, where my father, an Air Force general, served as a member of America's nuclear priesthood. My otherwise mundane Oedipal reckoning unfolded in the shadow of nuclear Armageddon. It was eventually impossible for me to avoid the harsh reality that, taken together, Auschwitz and Hiroshima had changed everything except human ways of thinking and believing. A transcendent shift in moral meaning had occurred. Christians regard what the tradition calls the incarnation as an interruption in history. But so was 1945. Looking back across the decades, it has finally become clear to me how the actualities of that year forced the question, who is Christ actually?